Oh, lehevi mazan, otherwise you would not sell it. Ya filo achi, and still, zvini zvini. Like even though the guy, he went broke now and he needs money, so he's selling his house, so we know really he wouldn't want to sell his house. The only reason why he's selling it is because he's forced to have money. Still, when he sells the house, the sale takes place. It's a good sale. Mm-hmm. So you see, zvini zvini. Here also, even though here's a little bit stronger, like here, mamish, a guy is forcing you with a gun, the guy's forcing you to sell the house, but so what? Since at the end you agree, you admit to sell it, and you receive the money, it's called a good king. So the Gemara still why? Beduma maybe shani isa denafshei meyuntzad yachrinu. Maybe it's still a big difference. When he's forced by himself, meaning that he himself went broke and he needs money, even though he's doing it by force, but lemaisa now he needs money. He himself, that's called more benichusa. That's called he wants to sell the house. Mashenkin, when he really doesn't want to sell it, just someone else is forcing him to sell it, maybe that's not called a good sale. You can't bring a proof in the regular case. So here there's no proof. So Mar says, true, Ella, rather the proof of Rav Huna is like this. Shinatanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, Yakrev Oisai, supposed to bring a korban. Rashi says, Tam says, Kroy Yisrael, it's next to Pasuk. So, Sivli Yel, it says already before that, Zocha Tomem Yakrivenu, El Motl Mechtaba Yakrivenu, a Pesach Oyal Noyal, a return of Lay Hashem, as we could have said. So now that it says, Yakrev Oisai, it's next to Pasuk, what's it telling us? Malam is coming to teach us, Shekoifin Oisai, that we force the person to bring a korban. Person has to bring a korban, we force him. Rashbam says, "V'hakrav masha nodar." If Reuven made a neder to bring a korban in London, he doesn't want to, so the Bezdin has the right to force him to bring the korban. Yochel, I would have thought to say, really, bar korchas, you could force him, even though he doesn't want to, so we could bring the korban for him. No, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, "Lirat Sinai." He has to want to do it. It has to be what he's wanting. His ruffin. And so it's a steer in the pluk. And once says Yaakov, I say we force him. And one says, the Ritzvayin, he has to want to do it. Well, Kate said, how do the other two took him? So Pshat is, Koi Finoisa, Yache Yoima, Roitzani. We have a right to force him, twist his arm, until he says yes. And then when he says yes, that's called the Rotz, that's called the Ritzvayin. That's the right to Rav Huna. That even though somebody's there twisting your arm, telling you, I want to buy your field, and you're saying, no, no, no. But at the end, the twist is good, and you finally say yes. That's called the yes, that's called the Ritzvayin. And the Rashbam says, Hashem, Roitzani. Alma, what do we see from here? That Eichod the Koyfen Oisoi Adi Yomar Mitochi Surim. Even though we have to force them through pain, and then he says Roitzani Karina Be L'Ritzonoi. That's considered L'Ritzonoi. The Goma Believe B'Lakrav. He's going to believe it to be Makravit. V'Adin L'Zvini. Same thing for sale. Emoma Roitzani Have his Zvini. It's called a good Zvini. That's the right. It's Rav Huna. But the Gemara still maybe know. V'Dil Meshani Hosom. The nichle that they have a lake aparo, maybe there it's worse. It's better, I mean. Because like Rashbam says, v'yom ritzani v'avei b'lei sholem komar. Because the mighty knows he has to have a kaparo. So when he says yes, the korban should be brought, he's gaining on the deal. And the famous Rambam explains this gemara that everybody has the yetzer tov. Just on the outside, you have the yetzer ra. He's telling you no, no, no. So we have to beat you up until we get rid of your yetzer ra. And then when you finally say yes to bring the korban, that's really you. That's your yetzer tov saying yes. So where is the vowel of the Yetzer Tov like over here? We say when he says Roitzani, he really meant it. But maybe when a guy is forced to sell his house, there's no mitzvah to say yes. There's no Yetzer Tov there. So maybe there, really, since he doesn't want to sell, even though he's forced to, maybe there it's not called a good sale. So again, you have no proof for Rav Huna. So when it says the yellow mitzvah, the proof is from the sefer. It says the chayna. So I'm the gittin oshim. Then like why did I get isha also? That kaifin oisay achiyem roitzani. We could force the husband to give a get, beat him up until he says roitzani. But as Bam says, tanez it's not the yellow kaifin oisay. Certain times we force the husband to give a get. Is mukashchin about police of the kaifin amakin oisay achiyem roitzani. Given us the midaitim ashma that you have to have roitzani. The husband has to want to give the get, even if he doesn't want to. We have right to force him to give it. So the Kura here, you see, once we force him and he says yes, it's called Roitzani. The Gemara says no, here also, Vidil Mashani Yosam, the mitzvah Lishmel Divakomim. Maybe here also, it's a special mitzvah, but listen what the Chum said. That the Chum said in certain cases, you have to give a get. So once the Chum said you have to do it, here we say it's the Ritzonai. When he says yes again, it's Yesha Taib, that's saying yes. But here we're forced to sell his property, he doesn't want to. The Gemara says, Ela rather Svara, here's the Svara over here. The Rashman, the Rav Huna is saying his own svara that Agav Unsa Gomer Omakne, his own svara that even though true the guy is forcing you, turning your arm, But the Maisa, once the guy forces and you say yes, at the end, once you say yes, so who knows, that's called a yes, that's called a Leish Shalom. That's what Rashbam says to me, Turkey, Yisurim, even though it's only through pain, but the Maisa through Yisurim, Goma, Beliba, Yomagne. You, when you say yes at the end, you really mean it. Hoyel, Viyika, Tarki, there's two things involved here. There's Yisurim, Umasin, Moisle, Masin, Midi. You're not losing anything. The Maisa, you're getting your price. You're getting your full price. You're not losing anything. And secondly, you're having your surim, you're having pain. So, but you're saying yes now, you mean yes, then you mean yes, but you don't want Yom to come off, and you're not losing any money. So therefore, when you say yes, you mean it, that's what Gunas Torah. Gemara says, Moisev Rav Yehuda, who gets the question? There's Aloha, get Hamu'usa be Yisrael, if you have a get, that's sport. Rashbam says, Shekhoifu Noisa Labal, Lohitzi, in Yisrael, Lo Kosher. If the husband is a Jew, and we want to force him to give a gift, what's a kosher a gift? She'er koifli Yisroel going to Yom HaRetzani. At the end, the husband says yes. Kosher is called a good gift. Over Yakim Potel. Even though the Yakim says yes, yeah, still it's Potel. Let's see what type of gift we're talking about. There is no gift by a guy. So soon see it. Once it was written, Yisroel kosher Yakim. So Rakim Khaif Tanaisu, we tie him up, the Yarm Loya say Mashi Yisroelai Malakho. Do what Yisroel wants to do. Ram says Rakim means in honor Raisim Lakhoifoi, I the Yakim, that's what he says. Yakim means if you attend, how do you beat up this husband? If you beat him up through another Jew, it's okay. But if you get a guy to beat him up, then Rakim is puzzled. But Akim beats him up, then it's no good. How do you do it? So Rakim Khaif Tanaisu Yarm Loy, I say Mashi Yisroelai Malakho. That you do what the Jew tells you to do. It's about the Zavakim. And on the right side of the cliff by the Yakim, you want to have a guy, a Shavasa, to beat up this husband, the Yia, get crushed, you want to get to be good. So what do? Malam de Mona Yakim, we teach the Shavasa, Sheyoy Meloy, to tell the Jew, tell the husband, Asay Mashi Swalem Lecho, you should do now what the Jews want you to do. Tashtanami, in such a case also, it's called Mitzvah Shmada Bechamim. That is, when the husband gives in, he's not giving in to the Shavasa. Like, yeah, but Sam, the Shvatzah beating him up, so there's no mitzvah to listen to a Shvatzah. So then there's no mitzvah, we don't say really right to means right to. But if the Shvatzah tells him, you should know, I'm beating you up, because the Jewish law tells you, you have to give a guest, and he wants to do what the Jewish law tells you, and then when he finally says yes, that's called a right to me, that's called a good consent, and then it's a good gift. Now the Amai, why? Why do we have to end off by a guy to tell the guy should tell this husband? Do it because that's the law. Why don't we say when the guy beats him up, he's forced to do it, now he's doing it. So Marian says, what's the kashan Raguna? You're right, I feel the Yakim kosher. Even if a guy beats up this husband to give a gift and then he says, right to me, Lamaisa is a good gift. Because Lamaisa, he's saying right to, he's saying yes now. It's called a good gift. And again, Rashbam says here, because the Lamasid media is not losing anything. Well, Ma Tam Omru B'Yakim Posel, how come we say that Tama Shavasa beats him up, that the husband get his Posel? Kidei Shaloi Tehei Kol Achas V'Yakas Alechas B'Tei Latma V'Yanakim, that the Chum do not want every wife that gets angry at a husband, you know what to do? So get a Shavasa down the street, the big Joey there, the big Shavasa, and pay him off $10 to give him a bottle of schnapps, a bottle of vodka, and tell him I beat up my husband tonight, and force him to give me a gift. So if that would be so simple, just to get a shvatza to beat up the husband, so every wife will do it. So the Chum didn't want that to happen. So therefore the Chum said, Anisha will get rid of the husband, all that is just so easy. Therefore the Chum said, nothing doing, we don't want a Nakum to go beat up the Jews. Therefore it has to be done, it should be done through another Jew, and another Jew will only do it a Pialocha, there are only certain cases when you can do it. Stamazim with Rabban, and you can't force the husband to give a gift. There are only certain cases you can do it. So then it won't happen to Wolfin, then it'll be alright. So this was no kashan Rafuna. Mikra did Rafuna is right, even in this case the get should be kosher. It's only Midi Rabbanan that the get is no good. Moisib Raham Nuna. Rafuna asked a question like this. It says, Lokachmi Sikriku, and if you buy the field off these strong robbers, killers, does the owner, the robber went to the owner and he bought it off the owner. Lokach misikrikin, the chaz of lokach mivalabayit. Now, what happened was a robber had it. So first the Jew went and bought it off the robber. And then the Jew went and bought it off the original owner. The locus still is nekle bottle. Still it's no good. The nekle is bottle. Question is, am I why? Hosum nami name agavun to gomer matner. And the poor, the guy, the Jew, is forced to sell it. Because he knows the robber is down his neck. And if he doesn't sell it, he'll be killed. So there also should be a good sale over there. So how come it's no good? So this is the Yitmalo, Amarav, Leishonu El Diyomalei, Leichazeku Kini. Only the owner just said Leichazeku Kini, so he didn't really mean to sell it to you. Abu Bishtar Kono, Renechanami. If the person has a star from the owner that he really sold it to him, and Echanami then takes it to good Mechira, like Rapunia says, that's called you're forced to do it, and once you're forced, it's a good sale. The Marcel says, though, but Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that he says, no, the owner, he said we had before, Af Bishtar Nami Lekono, that even the, once you're only buying it through a robber, even though the owner sold it to the robber, and the imamish wrote him up a shtar, still it means nothing. Because the owner was afraid of the robber. Even though the robber has a shtar, still it means nothing. His son Michael Lemaine, what can you say over here? The Chur of Takash, like, why not? The Chur of the owner is admitting to write up the shtar, even though he's doing it by force, like he's doing it because otherwise the guy will take care of the robber, will take care of him. So he's doing it out of, he's scared, he's afraid. But Lemaine is doing it, Lemaine is saying right to me. The Chur of Rapunia, the sale should be a good sale. The Gemara says, "Moedish Shmuel Echad Yoyezuzi."